8:33 the time, a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And once again, thank you to Harley Reuter for stepping in this morning at 8 o'clock. Thursday always means we speak to our mayor, Bob Whalen. Thank you for coming in this morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm great, Ed. Thanks. And, great interview with Harley. I listened in, and great questions as always. And Harley was sharp on his responses. So thanks for bringing that to the community.
I certainly appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. And he does send his regards, and he wanted to make sure that I said hello to you as he was walking out the door this morning. So thank you for that. Thank you. This past Tuesday night, we discussed, and you and I talked about this last week, locations for the South Laguna Fire Station. And I guess you were shown about a dozen different possibilities, some not being perfect for one thing or perfect for another. Is perfect going to be the enemy of necessary here? Are we looking for perfection?
Well, I think as a number of the speakers noted, and you know, there's no perfect location down there. A perfect location, if anybody could find it, as the chief said, would be, you know, a half-acre flat lot, and we're not going to find that. But we're going to find one that's good and functional. I think the reason we wanted to have that item the other night was to show the community we aren't just shooting darts, you know, in the dark here. We have gone through an extensive process of looking at multiple locations and paying a very experienced fire station architect to, you know, work on analysis of each of these sites. So we got to keep at it. We're going to keep at it. And, you know, if the Tiama one proves to be the best, maybe that's where it ends up. But if we find something else, we'll continue to work and look at alternatives. So we'll see where we get to. But where I know we have to get to is a new fire station. That one is, 70 years old, seismically compromised, you know, inadequate in terms of size, and your fire risk goes up every year. We're going to get a new fire station. Our community needs it and deserves it.
And what would the timeline be? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that Tiamo is the site. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say that would be the site. What would the timeline be until fire trucks are actually
looking at? Honestly, we're probably looking at three to four years before you're, you know, cutting the ribbon on the station, I think.
Right.
So. It takes time. You know, we have to go through the environmental analysis, the design analysis, the design review, you know, with the planning, and then ultimately the council. So, yeah, it's probably 3 to 4 years. So it's time to, the time is now to get going and find a location. Got to go on it.
Okay. All right. One of the big hot button issues this past Tuesday night was the ordinance of the city relating to street performances. And the decision was made to revisit it on July 13th. What about it? What about what you were about to do made you want to revisit it?
Well, you know, I did have a number of people input but after the first reading and before the other night. And these are people who, you know, been around in Laguna a long time. And they were saying, you know, is this too broad? Is this too vague? Does it go too far? And what I realized in looking at it again is we had a street vendor ordinance that came to us a couple of years ago where, you know, we put certain limitations. The state said you had to allow street vendors, and we wanted to put certain reasonable limitations on it. But we had a very detailed analysis there of, you know, actually mapped out where, if that new street vendor ordinance went in effect, where could you still perform, where could you still have a street vending cart? So really what I asked staff to do the other night was, we'll get it back on the 13th. You know, could we please do that kind of analysis? If this ordinance were to take effect as drafted, where can people perform? Where can they do their street performances? I like it. I think a lot of people like it. You know, it's got to be in certain locations controlled. But I was just walking through HISR last night, and there was a guy, you know, playing clarinet, and it was great, you know, and he was just sitting on the side there and not obstructing anybody. So there are reasonable time, place, restrictions that we need, but we don't want overkill, or I don't want overkill.
Right.
So that's why I asked him to look at it again.
Would it make sense to have a different set of regulations for the promenade and for the rest of the city?
Yeah, we do, and the ordinance breaks it out that way. And the promenade, you'll actually have to get a permit. You don't have to pay for it, but you'll have to get a permit. So we know what's happening when and where, because that's just such a, you know, that's just a popular area. And then you don't need a permit to be a street performer at other locations. You're just going to have to follow the rules, which is a practical matter means if, you know, if you set up in the middle of the sidewalk and people can't get by,
right,
then you're probably going to get a visit from one of our local beach patrol or police officers saying, hey, you got to move. So
right.
Now, that's how that'll work.
Another, and really, it seemed that this past Tuesday was all hot button issues. Another hot button issue this past Tuesday night was the parking and parklets. And we had seen throughout the week on social media some people claiming that we've lost 250 or 300 parking spots, when in fact it was closer to 63 or 64 in the downtown area. But the city decided to lease parking spaces over at the old Laguna Drug. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, I got to credit our city manager, Shrey Dupuy, for reaching out to the owner of the building, Fritz Duda's company, and yeah, working it out. So we're going to lease 35 spaces. It's available, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and holidays, and then after 5 o'clock. And shoppers' permits work in there, so you can go in there and park for free for 3 hours, up to 3 hours. And we also asked staff to look at whether we could lease a few during the day. You know, I think Kemp, Mayor Pro Tem Kemp reported that there were 9 spots or so on Ocean that were taken up by the parklets, you know, and if we could get, you know, 10 spots during the day, they'd be fully replaced. So anyway, I think that's going to be a great benefit. It's, you know, the only other place we can park with shopper's permits there is, you know, over at there's some of the other lots there behind the Bouchards and so on, and then Glen Eyrie, a parking structure. So to have another 35 spots there where we can park with the permits for local residents will be great.
Okay, perfect. Councilmember Weiss joined an appeal to the California Coastal Commission representing himself as a city council member when he signed on. Explain to our audience why that isn't done.
Right. So, you know, as a member of the council, you don't have any independent authority to take action on behalf of the city. I don't as mayor. The mayor pro tem doesn't. No individual council member does. You're a member of a body. And if you are authorized or there's certain things delegated to the mayor, for example, by the council.
Right.
Examples would be to sign letters with respect to legislation that, you know, either or support or oppose legislation that we think is consistent with our legislative platform. So, but nobody's delegated the authority to appeal matters individually, you know, as an individual council person to Coastal. So you heard the other night that several of us spoke up and requested that the city manager write a letter to the Coastal Commission, making it clear that the city of Laguna Beach is not appealing, and that the city council approved that project 4-1. So that letter will go out, I think, this week. I think today or tomorrow.
Okay, and that puts the matter to bed? You think the letter will put the matter to bed?
Well, I think the letter will clarify the record that this is that where the city is on the appeal. We're not a party to this appeal. We'll obviously have to be involved in it, but we're not the appealing party.
Okay. And the council also extended the emergency declaration that relates to COVID-19, proclaiming the need to continue local emergency and authorizing emergency orders, rules and regulations for 60 more days. By doing that, does it keep us open to additional state funding?
Well, yeah, as the city manager said the other night, it will certainly keep us eligible for funding through FEMA. There still are certain things we have to do. The example she gave was cleaning the trolleys, you know, doing additional cleaning down at the promenade. So those are costs we can submit and be reimbursed for. We did continue it. There may be, state budget just got adopted. There may be additional funds. So we thought, look, why lose the ability to possibly get additional reimbursement or funding, state or federal in here? So we're going to, the County of Orange continued theirs, we thought we'd continue ours as well. And, I don't think we're going to need any drastic measures, although there's the city manager has some authority to establish rules to respond to an emergency under that order. I think where we're at right now, it's I don't look at us doing anything locally here that's beyond, you know, what the state and county may do or have done.
Right, but it does seem like the prudent move. It really does. I want to share with you a Nixle story from the other night. You may have gotten the Nixle alert as well. The story of an elderly lady that was missing, 83-year-old Brenda, as we heard
I
about.
I did. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I had gone out as soon as I got the alert. I, like all my neighbors, we walked outside and looked in our general area and in the neighborhood, and even walked the neighborhood a little bit, trying to help. And then when I was heading back to the house, my letter carrier, who delivers letters fairly late in the afternoon in our neighborhood, I asked them if they had seen the alert, or if I described what Brenda was wearing from the alert, and they didn't have the alert. So I came on the radio the next day and said, wouldn't it be a great idea if we could have the letter carriers in Laguna Beach also on Nixle? And I know it's not a requirement. I know that pretty much all the city can do is ask the post office to do this. But wouldn't that be a great idea to have our letter carriers also available on Nixle so that they can quickly spot someone?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Ed. You know, I can ask city staff to reach out to the post office and see if, you know, they could certainly just provide the information to their carriers saying, if you want to sign up, here's how you do it. It's pretty, as we all know, it's pretty simple to do it. You just text to a number. So,
right.
Yeah, great idea.
Nixle alerts are great. They really are. It's a great way to get information. And if you're not listening to the radio station at that time, which we always have the at the moment information, Nixle's the way to go. And I thank you for following through on that. So we know that I was going to do a big reveal this morning with you for the Taste of Laguna on October 14th. Laguna Beach itself is going to try and set a world record. And I'm going to have you help me with that world record up on the stage, if you will. You've obviously seen the Rolling Stones in concert, and you've seen Mick do the Mick Jagger strut, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to lead a crowd. I'm going to lead hopefully the entirety of the crowd, as many as we can fit on the dance floor there, the dance area at the Festival of Arts grounds, in a Mick Jagger strut. It has never been achieved before. It has never been attempted before in the largest audience ever to do the Mick Jagger strut. Would you be willing to get up there and help me do that?
Sure, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
October 14th. Huh?
It happens October 14th. I'll make sure that I give you plenty of training and exactly how to do it. It's kind of like a little chicken dance thing. You know, he puts his hands on the hips and he does his neck in the chicken dance. I would love to have you help us there. I'll send you out. Obviously, I'm going to send you out with some Rolling Stones music so you can practice it at home. Mayor Whalen, thank you so much for being part of the program this morning.
Thanks, Ed. Always a pleasure. Have a happy and safe 4th.
I sure will. And let's get busy on it. Hands on your hips, sir. Start shaking the head a little bit. Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:46 the time, 14 minutes before 9 o'clock. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.